It's tabletop time.
I'm Rob.
Jen.
You guys, I'm Dave.
I'm Jazza. You guys went together awkwardly at such in such a funny planned way.
I didn't know.
Meant to be unprofessional in a humorous way. Instead, you professionally introduced yourselves name by name. Like, come on.
So maybe we should just do our intros.
We're not on brand.
And you didn't introduce your characters either.
My name is Jen, and I play Eve, and I'm your friendly neighborhood drone. And we're back. Great. Thanks, guys. Well done.
Good
I liked how my left and right sides of my brain could process it at the same time. It was twice as useful. It's like why I listen to two audiobooks at the same time.
That's amazing.
I don't. Imagine doing that.
I give it a crack.
Do it.
I can read and listen to one at the same time.
Doing.
This is Rob's flex.
It's time to play Reboot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like you guys forgot we were just in Twitch chat hanging out.
What do you do?
I said I'm Dave. I didn't say that I'm the narrator of the game. I didn't say that this is episode 11 of Reboot Season 2. I didn't say that we are possibly at like the halfway point of the season. I didn't say that this is the second and only, like the second and final season of Reboot. And I didn't say we've got some body horror in store.
Okay, great.
But I have now.
I'm glad you have. And I'm Jazza. I'm playing pro. And this is one of the rare occurrences of no product in hair, Jazza.
I've been.
What it is.
I've been fluffy staring at it all night.
I actually don't mind your hair fluffy.
I think it's
I know
really
that
nice.
You really want my approval on your hair. So I just thought I'd say that.
Thanks,
it looks
everyone.
Good. Fluffy yeah, hair's hard to pull off, and you do it well.
Nice.
I was like, how do you have your hair so like vertical and fluffy without gel in it? Is it just residual gel?
I left it because I thought, because it doesn't often sit.
Yeah.
That's why I force into place every day.
Yeah.
But I had to have two showers after work today because I did one after chainsawing all day, had a shower, and I'm like, oh, I've got it. I'm going to the gym. So then I had a shower after that. I'm like, my hair is so silky. I'm like, I'm leaving it. We should play Reboot.
We should. Did you use a blow dryer?
No, I didn't.
See, you don't need, you could do the vertical on short hair if you had some blow drying techniques in the front.
All right.
Yeah. I can't live without a blow dryer. My hair goes down to the middle of my back. Moving on.
All right, welcome back to Reboot.
In the last episode, Eve was wrists deep inside a woman who was dying.
What? You were doing surgery?
Yep, that's it.
What's wrong with you guys? And as you found...
With this soundtrack playing.
This is a heart going in. Red body card.
You threw me. I didn't. Will you, you recap, okay?
Context.
You recap. You do it, Jen.
Okay.
You do it.
Well, so Seb and I make our way to our destination after going through a little rendezvous under the river. On the way, we found a shanty town with some members who were infected with something. And then Pro goes to the Duchess to meet with Possum. And Possum joins our gang. This is a horrible recap. I'm so sorry.
You're hitting all the key points so far.
Yeah. We saw a certain person outside of a certain jazz club.
Correct.
That we've been hunting.
Mm-hmm. And Possum is going to assist us in helping us track him down. And on the way to fulfilling that plan, there was a unfortunate female who was suffering from some awful thing. I'm not 100% sure what it is, but
and you put her hands inside her.
I put my hands inside her. Yes, I did.
Inside her tummy.
As a medical professional.
And you played with her kidney after scalping her open.
I sure did. And she is, as far as I'm aware, stable.
No, that was not the outcome. You just made that bit up.
She's not currently dying as you have alleviated a bunch of pressure. What she has, you would describe as definitely imminently terminal.
I loved the angle, though. Okay. I love the angle of the chapter summary and ending with, and then we all lived happily ever after.
Yeah, that was
like
the end.
Eye contact.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've relieved some of her pain. You've relieved some of the pressure. You've relieved some of the imminent danger of imminent death, but you have in no way fixed or treated the underlying problem, and you have diagnosed it as likely being untreatable.
Yes.
cool.
Great. I mean, not great. That's awful. I have a question.
Well, I say untreatable. Untreatable in the slums.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. We're up to episode 11. Mm-hmm. Do we get anything spicy this episode?
Yes. In honour of it being episode 11, I am assigning you a small girl with a shaved head and psychic powers.
Yes!
Yeah, no, that's not happening. No. What, damn it. When did I last give you something? I didn't give you any destiny last like episode, so you can have destiny point, this like, episode.
Two
seven.
Episodes ago.
You can have really destiny. You don't have a destiny.
Yay!
Thanks for asking, Jen.
Oh my god, I actually get a destiny.
You're it's welcome. Good to remind me.
You're welcome.
It's good to remind
I'm
me.
I'm earning out that puffer jacket.
Every like two episodes, every like two episodes is a destiny point.
Destiny points will always now forever be known as the puffer jacket currency.
The puffer gotta jacket make currency. That dough. That's it. We got to get you that jacket.
Gotta get that jacket.
You know, my boy Possum's got hookups with some people who can get you that drip.
I'm going to talk to Possum. Yeah. We're good buds, though, so it's OG.
But we're going to pick up our session. Where are we going to pick it up? We
split the party again. I've gone off with Possum to the nightclub, and Eve is dragging this body back or leaving
What
the
are
body.
You doing?
Yeah,
with
what
it?
Are you doing?
She's just sort of passed out in the alleyway.
She's terminal. She's going to die. And Seb is alone and immobile back in Possum's rat nest. What does Eve do?
In this day and age, calling an ambulance isn't going to do anything.
Not in the slums. There's no ambulances
cool,
in the slums.
Cool. Great.
Is Mercy killing Eve back? She's tortured in terminal.
Eve was kind of hoping that she could get this person to, like, a hospital or something.
Okay, I'll give you this. You know of exactly one medical professional skilled enough to potentially save this woman's life.
It's Joseph, right?
He's in a nightclub not far from here.
Yeah, okay.
He's the only person you can think of who is a proficient enough surgeon that could save this woman's life. Because that was the problem, is that this would require, like, intensive microsurgery to, like, remove it from all the organs it's basically grafted onto.
Yeah, I understand that. Eve was kind of hoping that she could get her to maybe wake up just so then she could ask her some questions, but...
Well, you put her to sleep.
Yes.
So she will wake up again.
Yeah, that's all she wants.
Is for her to wake up again.
Yeah.
I love that. You, like, put her out of, like, unconscious and then, like, and now I would like to talk to you.
Yeah, so she's just going to wait until, or if she wakes up, really, and just keep monitoring her.
I mean, you can stick some adrenaline in her and maybe wake her up faster.
I have adrenaline.
You have a lot of medical things. You're fully stocked. Well, you're rapidly becoming not fully stocked with the rate you're using them.
Do I have adrenaline?
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah,
one great. One use of adrenaline.
That's awesome. Okay,
and it will be a destiny roll to see what happens.
Okay, sure.
Let's you're going to do it?
Let's do it, yeah.
She'll probably wake up in like half an hour to an hour.
Oh, okay. I'll wait. I'll use it as a last ditch.
Good to know.
And what does Eve do with the information that you do know of a surgeon who could save her life?
Eve is going to text Pro and give him the update on everything that's happened. And also say that the only person who can save her life is Joseph. But that's obviously a deal breaker.
Okay.
But, yeah.
All right.
Why is it a deal breaker?
Because he's the bad guy. But possible leverage? Question mark? Okay. I don't know.
Yeah. We don't know who this person is either. I text back. find out more about her.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just send that back.
Cool. Yep. I'll just drag her further into the alley to sort of keep her. Okay. I just leave.
No, make a strength check. Strength athletics. Challenge level 2. I'll be generous. She's not too heavy.
Nope.
Yeah, no. Nope. You attempt to drag
that's
her.
Great. That's
and
fine.
You
that's
have
fine. She can strength. Stay there. That's fine. She's right.
You're very weak.
So in the way of, I guess, recapping also where I'm heading up to, so we're going back to the club. The plan, I believe, was that Possum headed off early. He was going to go in because we sort of roughly figured out where he could go to try and talk to... Help me remember what the plan was.
I think the idea was that you were going to go to the club that Joseph is, and then he said he'd be able to get a tracker on Joseph.
That's right. He was going to get a tracker. I was going to cause a distraction by, hopefully...
You were going to go into the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, and try and exploit Big Wind.
Cool.
Who was jazz playing.
Okay. So is that where we're going to pick up?
That's where we're picking up. So I'm approaching the bar.
God, I wish we had jazz music lined up.
Yeah, I know, right?
All right.
This is as good as we got.
You walk in the bar.
Get it?
It's not terrible.
It's terrible.
Not bad. It's not terrible.
And while wow, this is just a backing track, you can see...
sounds like a commercial.
You can see a stage. There's a bar. There's bartender, the usual. There's some tables. On the stage, you can see a sort of lightly raised stage where a band is getting ready for another set. The band consists of two humans and one large sort of pot-bellied robot who looks almost like a distillery. Like, he's very, like, brass and browned. And he doesn't actually have arms. He just has all these, like, instruments on him. And he is sort of standing in front of the crowd.
You ready for my next tune? Let's do it, baby. Big Wind's gonna blow.
And then he begins to blow his horn. And the jazz starts to play with this very, very specific jazz playing brass instrument robot.
Where is Possum? What's he up to?
He walks in with you, next to you.
Oh, okay.
I like. Or before you or after you, whatever you've arranged.
So tell me what I've noticed about the club.
It's not. It's less of a club, more of like a live music bar. There's probably, you know, 24 people in there chilling out. Make a perception check.
Okay.
Pick up anything more about them.
Ooh, I got four.
Four successes. Okay, so you recognize that there are a few people in here that seem to be sporting very well-waxed mustaches and beards and, you know, suspenders and all kinds of things. Like, they're kind of doing themselves up very much northern suburb style. And a few people you have a feeling are probably connected to gangs. And across the room in a booth, you can see or just recognize what looks like the figure of Joseph, sitting in a booth.
Okay.
Not wearing surgical scrubs. He's wearing like a nice suit. And he's leaning back, sitting in a booth. He has someone with him.
Okay. I sort of lean towards Possum and say, I think I got a handle on the room. And scribbling on a napkin, like in front of me, surreptitiously, I draw a little diagram of the booth that Joseph sat in the direction from where we're sitting and sort of point an arrow and be like, there he is with one person. He's not dressed like a doctor, but I think you've seen him before, so you know who you're after.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you need a distraction to drop the tracker, or do you want to get in there first?
I don't really think he'll... He looks kind of classy. I don't think he'll appreciate me just, like, walking up and sticking something on
him. No. You're going to buy him a drink on behalf of someone else, surely.
What?
I, like, click to the bartender, like, I'd like a, oh, shit, what would he have? A Negroni? I say, like, fumbling and looking at the, like, drinks menu. That's, like, a classic, right?
Yes.
Two of those, please.
Certainly, coming right up. And the guy who thinks clearly very highly of him, the bartender, starts making you the cocktails. Asks for some money. You give him some money.
Yeah. Like, I grab a tray. And I sort of put it all together. I'd be like, now, he helped a relative of yours. You're just saying thanks. That's it. Pat him on the shoulder, slip it in the pocket.
Sure. All right.
You got this, man. I believe in you.
Yeah, yeah, no worries. And he takes the tray and he wanders on over.
In the meantime... I want to just sort of like as subtly as I can, basically cybernetically reach and just gently, as if holding my invisible cybernetic hands around Big Wind, be ready to just like do something to
okay,
make his notes go all sort of haywire.
To dump some anarchistic cybermancy into poor Big Wind.
Yep.
Destiny roll of a 2.
Could have been worse.
Ha.
Possum disappears for a bit.
Okay.
He goes off towards the table. Are you watching him?
Yeah. So I'll edge into view.
You see from the distance, you see Possum arrive at the table, offer some drinks, go towards Joseph. The person he was sitting with stands up, a hand claps onto Sparrow's shoulder. Sparrow, Possum. I just got my animal names all mixed up from previous games. And then, like, guides him to sit down at the table and clicks over at the waiter to come over. And you realize from the body language that the person who was sitting with Joseph is intimately familiar with Possum. And as soon as he walked up, was like, sit down with us and talk. But he is between the two of them.
Oh, fuck. Can I incrementally just take, like, break bits so that, like, the one horn that's sort of, like, adding in for the bridge or whatever it is. Like, can I try and, like, have things go a little bit distractingly not according to plan so that whatever's happening there, there's a focus shift.
I mean, that's jazz, man.
Jen, he's turning him into the sax man.
Sax man, gotta blow your horn. You're really gonna call. In the meantime, can my perception check count for to tell me what else in this building is something that I could have an impact on?
There's a lot of low-grade technology that you can bust, break, and whatever with your cybermancy lights, you know, like Samsung sort of style smart LEDs or whatever they are, that kind of ambient lighting, the speakers, just low-grade technology that you could muck with, basically. But yeah, are you planning on hitting poor old anarchistic cybermancy? Is not usually subtle, so it's going to have obvious. It's going to be obvious, not subtle. It's subtle that you're doing it. It's just going to have an obvious effect.
Yes.
So if you break a horn when he plays it, it'll be very obviously broken.
Yeah.
Or it might short or spark or something.
I think that's what I'm going for.
Okay.
Rather than just like breaking their player, I want to like pull a piece out.
Okay.
One piece.
Make
at
an
a
anarchistic
time.
Cybermancy check.
Ay, ay, ay.
Robots are inherently pretty hard to do this too, but you're not doing that huge amount to it, so it's a challenge level 3.
Okay.
He's 5. Old. Okay. You got a very high success, so I'll let you for, you know, slowly pop one or two things after the other rather than making separate rolls. And yeah, it's sort of like going along and then and these discordant notes come out.
Whoa. I'm sorry, everyone. Big Wind's got a fly in his tuba. Let me go sort that out.
And everyone's kind of a bit annoyed. And there's
can
a bit
I target
of,
his motion so that he can't go sort that out? He's on stage.
Okay.
Let's go. Is that separate role?
He'll make you take a separate role for that. And okay. That will be a high challenge level to break his motor function.
Okay.
Because you're breaking it. You're not
just
temporarily.
Like wheels or legs, just like. So he can't move.
Okay. We'll go 4. Challenge level 4.
All right. 4.
Ooh.
He goes to turn, and then there's this. And spark shoots out of like a servo in his lower sort of spine where his barrel chest would rotate.
Seems to be broken.
Everyone's like starting to be like, what's going on? And paying attention to the stage.
I want
to
sort of glance at what's going on at that table.
They're looking curiously at the stage, paying attention to the stage, sipping drinks. It's not really causing panic. It's just causing a full attention pull.
Shit, I didn't get Possum's number or anything, did I?
I don't think so.
No. Can I Destiny roll to see if I had?
Sure.
One. No.
No.
That was almost a 19.
In fact, Possum doesn't have a phone.
No.
Well, you just got one on a Destiny roll. That's pretty bad.
I'm just going to hold back a little bit and see how things play out just for a little bit.
Okay.
But I want to see if I can notice any, like, is he trying to leave or has he planted something or what?
You don't think he's had an opportunity to plant anything because he basically is bodily blocked by someone sitting in between him and Joseph and having those kind of awkward forced conversations where someone's pulled you into a conversation and you can't get away because also it's highly likely that this person has power over him too.
All right. I need to find someone in this room out of their view. Like, I sort of slink back to try. I need to influence someone else to interject into the situation if I can.
Yep. You've rolled really well, so this distraction is going to keep up for a little while. Everyone's kind of watching in either, like, annoyance at the music being interrupted, although pretty quickly they've switched on to just some backup music's been brought up. But everyone's kind of either annoyed or amused watching Big Wind trying to struggle with his breaking.
Is there someone near me who's like watching that, doesn't look too occupied in conversation or with anything in particular and seems amiable?
Sure, there's a random bar patron.
Okay, I go up to a random bar patron and I'm like looking at my phone. I'm like, oh shit, I got to deal with this. Oh, hey, you want some cash? I have a friend over there. I really need he's lagging behind. Do you mind just saying his buddy's waiting outside for him? Here. And I just like pull out a few slum bucks and slap on the table. Be like, get yourself a drink after. Fuck. Sure. And I just start.
Who is it?
Oh, yeah, his name's Possum. He's sitting over in the booth over there. Just tell him. Tell him his brother's on the. On the phone.
Okay.
Like, fuck.
Shortly after, they waddle off to the table.
Yep.
Destiny roll, 12. Okay, so not particularly good, not particularly bad. You wait a couple of minutes and you see Possum
now
standing up.
I blitz Big Wind.
Okay, make a check. If you want to destroy him, basically...
I just want to make a spectacle of him.
Okay, make a cybermancy roll. We'll see what you get. I'm going to make a skill check for Possum.
5.
How do you feel about Big Wind? And I'm making a skill check for someone
Surviving.
Else.
Surviving? How do I feel about him?
Big Wind sparks and like fire starts, like a small fire and flame comes out.
And I shout, holy shit! Someone put him out!
Big Wind!
And you have destroyed Big Wind as you fry his servos and blasts of fire and sparks come out. And he sags and there's a small stage fire and everyone gets up and starts running around or basically gets up and starts moving. You see Joseph and the person he's with and Possum all stand up. There's a bit of movement at the table, a bit of a bump, a bit of a shift. And then, you know, in the commotion of a couple of minutes, after a while, Possum is back at the entrance with you.
And I walk out like, follow me.
I'm going to roll Destiny. A 2.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Again?
Yeah, and you walk out and Possum comes out with you.
Yeah, and I just start heading up back the way we came.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you go? Please tell me you planted it.
I gave it my all. I did my best.
I stopped.
Give it a crack.
I stopped walking and I turn around and I'm like, what does that mean? Did you plant it?
I did, but... It was tough to get it where I wanted it.
Where is it?
I could only get it into his overcoat pocket. Which means if he'll takes that it. Off, or he'll find it.
Yeah, okay. Oh, fuck.
Short window.
Yeah, short window. Okay. We head back to yours, and we
wait a little bit.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
All right. Okay. Also, I'm really sad about that robot, man. That was tragic.
Oh, yeah. I mean, poor guy. Seemed good at music. And I like start walking away.
He starts walking with you and he's just musing. He's like, I wonder if that means medium wind will or little wind will get a promotion. And he's just idly walking with you.
Cool.
And yeah, you start heading back. Eve, where are you?
Still in the alley.
Okay. They've probably been about 10, 15 minutes. She hasn't woken up and you see the two figures start walking past the alleyway in the other direction.
Oh, shit. That doesn't look good.
Eve is just looks at you, blood up to her elbows.
What's the prognosis?
Terminal, but she will waken, hopefully. I can make that faster if you wish.
Well, what did you find out about her?
Not much. She was in a bad condition.
Do you want to roll to see what you found out about her in case there's more that you could have found out about?
She rolled about medicine checks last time.
Yeah, I think
she... But like
identification or
make
like...
an investigation roll.
Yeah.
Perception.
Perception?
I forget if investigation exists. I've been playing. I've played like a bunch of D&D.
Infiltration.
Been playing so much D&D.
Nah.
She is dressed up to go out, and in that sense, she's wearing like a fairly sleek dress and has some cash on her and nothing else. She's old enough that she wouldn't need ID, and she knows it. So she's just taking some cash, and that's it. In a little clasp, well, clutch.
It's a real shame, but I don't think there's anything that we can done. I think we gotta go.
While they were in the club, can I do something in the downtime? Just backtracking a little bit. I want to look up and investigate Joseph in terms of like his social image. Like, is he on LinkedIn? Is he
Oh no, he doesn't exist. And you already know this. Okay. Like everything has been deleted and expunged from existence. The only reason you got told anything is because the mysterious caller gave you information.
Okay.
Like when you, I'm just going to assume you guys like Googled him after the fact. And there's just nothing. It's all been deleted by the corpse because he's like shame on their records.
And did the mysterious caller tell us, like, if he was working, like, how's he getting funding or anything?
You've insinuated he gets funding by working for these gangs. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, okay.
So whatever his personal needs are, he survives by being a gangland doctor.
Okay, all right.
/ it seems, organ harvesting things.
I think we could potentially wake her up and find out the reason why or how he is targeting these people.
Are you sure about that? Like, what if she makes a commotion and chances are she hasn't got any useful information?
I believe it's a risk worth taking.
Well, you're the computer. As long as you think your risk assessment is objective.
Perhaps you should record our conversation.
I'm always recording, baby.
I shoot it with adrenaline.
Roll a destiny dice.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Oh, that's 12. True.
12 is fine. Cool. You use your adrenaline and she wakes up much quicker. She seems like elevated heart rate, eyes flicking around.
What's happening?
Do you remember me?
Yeah. Did you fix me?
Not quite.
She like starts to feel a pang of pain even though she's had some local anesthetic.
You were in quite a deal of pain.
Yeah, I know. I know that. Yep.
Could you please answer some questions for me?
What? Ask.
Who performed this operation on you?
Who saved me? Who was the doctor?
Do you know his name?
Joe?
Do you know where the clinic is located?
There's no clinic.
Where did you go to have this operation performed?
My boyfriend's one of the hipsters. He organized it through the gang.
What is his name?
My boyfriend?
Yes.
Teddy.
I look at Possum. Do I notice anything?
He's just blank face.
Okay.
He just says, I told you he was the blooded doctor.
What is his legal name?
Theodore?
Do you know Teddy? I say to Possum.
It's like, yeah, I know Teddy. You're going with Teddy. Fair enough.
I turn to Possum and say, perhaps you should contact them.
Teddy's number. I say to the woman, how do we contact him? We can get you back. We can get you help.
To the doc.
Well, is the one who has the skills. And your boyfriend's the one with the connection, so there's only one way.
I don't have my phone. And who knows numbers these days?
So you... how else would you contact your boyfriend?
I'd have to get back home.
Do you think you can make it?
We can help.
She won't be able to walk.
She can't walk, okay.
The three of us. How far is it from here?
She tells you location. It's a couple of blocks away.
Fuck. Oh, no!
Destiny roll one.
No! She just lifted across the room.
You turn around and sort of like 15 foot down the alleyway, hand to mobile phone to ear, nodding back and forth. And as you turn attention, you hear this, Teddy, man. Yeah, your girlfriend's in an alleyway behind the dove bar. She's all fucked up. You should come get her, dude. Also, the doc, Joe. Yeah, she says, yeah. Like, dude, I think she's like really bad. I think you should get here quick, man. And get the doctor here. She looked, yeah, but no worries. Yeah, anytime. And anyway, looks at the phone, clearly being hung up on. Hey, guys.
We should leave.
Fuck.
I look around the alley. Is there a security camera or any type of camera here?
God, no.
No.
Or we don't.
What are you suggesting?
Does your boyfriend have any cybernetics?
No.
Okay.
The hipsters hate that shit.
Yeah, of course. Do you have any suppressants? I say to Eve.
I don't. I think I'm out of morphine.
Yeah, no, you're out of anything hardcore.
I am out.
Are you, like, watching on...
I said at the start of... Sorry, the end of you're last filming, episode.
You've got, like, a FaceTime on with him. Correct. On your phone.
Yeah, because okay. I needed to know that Seb was cool. Safe no matter what.
Look, Possum, could you do me a huge favor? We had to leave in a hurry and everything, but do you reckon you could just play reconnaissance a little bit and just, from a distance, just see when this guy leaves that jazz club?
Yeah, what's your number?
7.
Do you give him your phone number? I mean, you wanted to know if you had his phone number.
Yeah.
Do you have a burner phone?
Do I?
No.
Nah.
Really? He does drugs, surely.
Yeah, and in a place where you can buy drugs from your boss.
Okay, fine, sure.
Ugly literally has you get your pay slip comes in, and there's like itemized like allowances, yeah. Drugs, and yeah. It's like a subtraction.
It's a tax for
it. It's invoice. Just a subtraction. It's a salary package.
Oh my goodness.
What are the implications out of character if
he won't have your phone number?
Yeah, but if it then gets elsewhere.
Other people can get your phone number and call you, and you can choose or choose not to answer phone calls from unknown numbers.
Yeah, so it's not that big a deal. I give him phone number.
Cool. He says, all right. Oh, so what, you want to know when the doctor leaves?
Pretty much. Okay. But don't approach him. Just shoot me a text and come back this way. Cool. We're just trying to keep our distance here.
Cool. He walks down the
aisle. We got to help this poor lady.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot carry her.
All right. So he's heading back. And when Possum is gone, I say, you don't have to. Her boyfriend's coming. And he can take us to the doctor. We just have to persuade him.
Understood.
How close is your boyfriend to the doctor?
Not very.
How long has he known him?
Well, he's the gang doc. He goes from suburb to suburb and does work for blooded members. And for Teddy. He's not blooded, of course. And then she like coughs.
How did Teddy get the doctor's help if he's not blooded?
Everyone loves Teddy, but he wouldn't do anything nasty like that, so, you know.
Okay. All right, you wait here. We're just going to go grab a few things to help.
Your phone bing-bongs. It's been like 60 seconds. And it just says, yo, the doctor's leaving.
I indicate to Eve, like, out of, like, to walk back down the alleyway and to head somewhere subtle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I do a video call.
Mm-hmm.
I text him before doing the video call and just be like, just pretend you're watching YouTube videos or whatever. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, flip the camera. Like, hold the screen to your face and just pretend you're watching videos, but show me where.
All right. Takes a couple of seconds. He does that. And you can see he's, like, walking a bit closer towards the jazz bar because you're only two blocks behind it. You're not that far away in fairly straight alleyways and laneways. And he's sort of, like, managed to walk, like, one of the two blocks, and he's looking... So you're a decent several building fronts away, but you can see the doctor standing outside. There's two people standing with them, and he's talking and points in a direction and points in another direction. And then a guy runs into the jazz bar, comes back out and hands him an old doctor's bag, like a classic black briefcase style doctor's bag, and hands it to him. And then the two of them sort of turn towards Possum and start walking up the alleyway with moderate haste.
So in summary, the doctor is going where and who's going towards Possum?
The doctor is going towards Possum with another person you don't know.
They've seen Possum and they're going towards him.
They're going, you assume, past him because they're going to look through the alleyways behind the jazz bar to find Teddy's girlfriend who is dying in an alleyway.
Yeah.
Because he has immediately called them to get them to go find her and help her.
While you're watching all of this, Eve's going to say to you, did you manage to put the tracker on Joseph?
Yeah, he got it in his jacket pocket, so it's going to be found before too long, but I'm hoping we can... If Joseph picks this girl up with her boyfriend and take her to where he does surgery... Hopefully enough will keep him distracted until he gets there. We head back. We can track where that is. That's all we need.
Does Possum have a second tracker?
I hang up the video call and just bring, bring. Give him a little...
Hi.
Hey, you got a second tracker? That's a reroll! That's a reroll!
Oh my goodness.
No.
Okay.
Well, I do, but it's in my apartment. I didn't think we'd need both. They're expensive, you know.
I sprint back to the apartment.
Okay.
Do I, in my judgment, think I can, if they're walking towards the, like...
No.
No, okay.
You're going to have to go up like seven flights of stairs.
Oh, I don't then.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, go around...
Probably like three flights of stairs. It's Melbourne.
Yeah, with a dodgy elevator.
Northern suburbs. The apartment blocks stop four floors off the ground.
Take a few blocks, like I sort of give a general guide, like in text or whatever, and be like, head this way, we'll meet you back at your place. And
I'm like, Eve, I think we gotta go. We gotta stake this out from a distance. We're in too much heat right now.
Understood.
We head back towards the apartment.
All right.
Time passes.
You both head back towards the apartment.
Damn it.
Well, I guess you have no way of monitoring what's going on, so you have no idea.
Yeah, it's gonna. The plan is to get back and see where we can follow this tracker, if it goes to a dead end or if we go to where he goes.
So you get back up to Seb. Hi, Seb. You should be part of this roleplay.
Hey.
I don't know how to summarize that, but we got a tracker on him. Don't know how long it's going to be on him. I'm hoping. I mean, that woman in the alley, weirdly fortunate, really. You're...
Not for her.
Well, no, but that, I mean, or was it? She would have died if we weren't there.
It had appeared that she had a transplant, her kidney, but it was infected, cancerous. She will die.
Ariana came from this guy originally, Joseph?
Yes.
So he knows what he's dealing with. And he'll probably just bring her home, where he's used to working. I'm hoping. Jeez, it's all we got. I think we're just going to stake it out of it.
Without having any way to monitor the area. So you're just going to wait and watch the tracker.
Can we even watch the tracker, or do we not have that?
Like, you can watch
it. No, we can watch the tracker.
Well, Pro can watch the tracker.
Yeah.
Okay. But there's just confirming that you're abandoning any visual line of sight or any kind of like watching what they're doing. Which is fine. I'm just making sure that that's what's happening.
Eve turns to you and says, if you like, I can go get some groceries for us.
Yeah.
Not many people will suspect a drone doing drone things.
Okay, that makes sense. I think the less meat near this guy, the better. I can't imagine he'd be a target, really.
Why wouldn't he? Or why wouldn't she? He knows what she looks like.
Does he?
Does he?
Yes.
Why? How?
Okay, well, let's say he hijacked that guy in the alley to attack you and Eve was standing right there. He obviously had visuals on it.
What if she was a more vanilla unit? I sort of like look up and down at your outfit. I mean, all Eve drones look the same, right?
I point to the Hello Kitty Band-Aid on my head.
Yeah, all Eve units do look the same, but they're also kind of rare. Not exactly from around here.
You spot a discarded snapback on the table next to you.
Yeah, and I pull the Hello Kitty Band-Aid off, pick it up,
and
put it on.
So you're now wearing a baseball cap.
Great.
Your owner is really into sports and had a sports injury. What happened to also be at the jazz club?
Do you change your jacket and stuff?
Yeah, I put on some opossum's clothes. Like, that's kind of nice.
You're wearing an overlarge, like, it's like a basketball jersey.
Sure, yeah. Great. Perfect.
Okay, cool.
Awesome.
And you're not wearing, just like, it's so big on you that, like, no pants. It's just like that one, it looks like a dress.
Yeah.
Because it's so long. And you're a robot.
Great.
Well, you can put on pants, but they're ridiculously big. Yeah,
whatever looks better and kind of
Basketball shorts and a basketball top?
Okay. Sure, that'd be great.
Cool. Can you share your visual feed? Is she able to share?
No.
Okay.
Wireless communication from robots.
I turn on my phone and put it in my jersey
pocket. All right.
You don't have a jersey. You have a baseball.
That has a pocket on it.
Not a baseball. A basketball top. No, it doesn't.
Oh, I thought you said jersey.
It's like a singlet.
Oh.
No, it's like a singlet.
Does he have a jacket? Really? I tape it to my forehead.
He's got a jacket. Okay.
Great, I put it in my little pocket so you guys can see out of it.
All right, that'll do.
Okay.
Good luck.
You head down the street.
Keep a distance. I'll keep you in communication.
I turn to Pro. If anything happens to her, we'll let Johnny know this was your idea.
Hey, it was hers.
Yeah, but you let her do it.
I'm not her dad. She isn't...
I stop myself from saying a sentient something in front of Possum. Like,
yeah, Possum's not here.
He's not here.
Oh, okay.
No.
She is her own person. You got this, Eve.
Understood.
We really need to get those backup units.
Cool.
I go leave.
You head down the street.
Yeah.
And wander towards the alleyway or past the alleyway.
Come on. Destiny roll.
16.
Yay.
My God.
Strutting myself.
Separate roll.
Mm-hmm.
Challenge level. Yeah, that's enough to see you walking down the alleyway. Three successes. You walk down the alleyway, but you will notice a few things. At the end of the alleyway, you see Possum talking to someone who's standing there. He seems to be like patting him on the shoulder and like consoling him in some way. He doesn't make any, he deliberately seems to not connect with you in any way visually. As you get to the alleyway and glance down, you see there's another like two or three members of the hipsters standing around, going running this way, that way, doing stuff. Mm-hmm. And leaning down the end of the alleyway is a man in a suit. Who's got gloves on and a doctor's bag next to him. And as you lean in, he turns his head. As you walk past the alleyway, he turns his head to the sound of someone walking past the alleyway. And you see his, like, eye lens things, because he has augmetics for his vision, narrow as he sees you.
Should I switch the portrait?
Yeah, you can switch the portrait.
Do I get a stealth check on this at all?
You said you were walking down the street to going to go get grocery shopping. So there's no stealth
okay,
on that.
All right.
If you wanted to be sneaky, you could have
circumnavigated
and
keep
her
distance.
I was kind of like, I wanted to sort of make my way there and then figure out what was going on.
And that was my instruction to her, was to sort of circumnavigate. Like
you
to-
have made your way there.
Great.
And you have been seen by someone. Like, what? I don't understand how you could get
knowing that I'm approaching the alley, that they, like,
you didn't walk down the alleyway. You walking
across
the alleyway.
Yeah. But still, knowing that there's action going on in that direction, I would have probably been like, okay, I need to make sure that I'm not being seen by people, because that's potentially dangerous.
Make a stealth check.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks. Appreciate it. It's going to be awful, but I still want to make it.
Doesn't make much sense, but okay. You fail, because you got three successes.
Sure.
Okay, so you walk down the street, sort of slightly walking lighter, and he spots you and stands bolt upright and starts walking over towards you.
Oh, shit.
I just keep walking in the direction that I was walking in, and then if there's a store that I could potentially go in,
excuse
I will go
me.
In.
Excuse me. Stop, I drone. Then he walks up, walks in front of you, leans in inquisitively. Are you an Arn unit or an Eve unit? And then he starts looking at the, he's like looking into your see-through shell and he's like, never mind, an Eve unit. This is fortuitous indeed. I require your assistance.
I say, I'm going to say
am I in her ear without him?
You can hear the phone. Have you got it on mute?
Yeah, I would have had it on mute.
Okay, so you can't speak to her.
Oh, shit.
Our drones don't have any internal communication. She has to talk on the phone to you.
Okay.
So everything I'm going to say, I want it to be like 100% Eve bot unit, yeah?
Then deliver it like that.
Yeah, I'm going to, okay. But I'm just letting you know, just in case I fuck it up. Yep. My current owner, Jimmy, is my current owner. He is expecting me back.
I fucking love that.
Four successes. He tilts his head slightly and he says, understandable and diligent. Why are you questioning the amount
three
of dice he rolled?
Three successes, thank you very... Oh, no, there's a four. So okay.
From the nine dice that he just rolled, yes.
Okay.
And he tilts his head and he says, Very good that you're diligently following your orders, but under Clause 3 of the Medical Response Act, all Ningyao Eve unit drones must respond to patients in critical need, and I have a patient in critical need. Come.
Understood. And I'll walk with him.
And everything he says is 100% correct in terms of programming. And he turns and walks away. And you're realizing right now that this guy's like equivalent to a top tier surgeon. Like he is a professional medical who's probably worked with Eve units plenty of times.
Mm-hmm.
And he leads you into the alleyway.
Yep. I want to get a good glimpse of every person that's in that alleyway.
Okay, you can freely.
Great.
They all look like members of the hipsters gang. Possum seems to be consoling.
I'm like downloading all the visuals of the call.
A particularly large member of the gang who's wearing like a white shirt with a roll-up sleeves, huge muscles all over him. Like he's built. He's got a big twirled moustache but no beard. And, buttoned down to, like, sort of midway sternum with hairy chest. And he's just sort of gently weeping and Possum's talking to him. And you get the sense that that's might be Teddy.
I'm glad we didn't stay behind because my plan was going to be to take him out. Oh,
my God. He's a big softie. And the doctor takes you to the woman who is currently unconscious in the alleyway.
Great.
And he looks at you and he says, "We have a patient that has recently undergone emergency surgery with precision slices. And he stands and looks at you. Looks down at the patient. Eve unit, you wouldn't have happened to have come across this patient earlier this evening, would you?
I'd sort of scan, look down, and look back at him and say,
"Don't lie, don't lie."
I'm saying to myself in the room, like,
"No."
Make a deception check.
No.
I'm going to fucking use destiny.
Have you done anything to remove evidence from you, though?
Oh, I would have washed up when we went back
into
the...
You're fucked.
What did he get?
I just rolled 7 successes.
Oh.
You're fucked. Oh,
yay.
Shit.
Great. I can't make that any better to 7 make it successes. Less. No, okay.
That was a disgusting fluke roll. I just rolled everything's a success.
That fucking roll.
What was his question?
Was that a critical success on 7 dice?
Yeah. No, he had 8 dice.
Still.
What was his question again? Sorry. That he specifically
have you been
asked.
Here before?
He said, "Have you treated this patient earlier tonight?"
Okay.
All right. You said no.
Yeah, that's fine.
He looks at you again, eyes darting around. These like lenses going, and you immediately know that like he has altered. These eyes do something. He's a surgeon, and he's just like, "I disagree with your assessment. I see that your retractable scalpel has not been adequately cleaned. You probably haven't been near a sterilizer recently working out here. So, why did you lie?"
Fuck.
I look down at her and I look back at him and I say, "I am under confidentiality. It is within my code that I am not to release this information."
I'm looking at Seb and I'm like,
"Lie again."
But it's true.
No, it's not.
It's true. I cannot tell you if I have performed anything on anyone.
You cite patient doctor confidentiality, basically. Okay, interesting. He says, I understand. I am a physician. And he basically hands you the digital equivalent of like certifications. And he's like, "And from now on, you may treat me as a medical professional. Confidentiality of the patient will be honored as I am also a professional. But as this is a collaborative medical effort, you will release all information to me forthwith."
Okay.
What were you going to say? Sorry.
I'm in the room listening to all this and watching it with Seb. First of all, what do I see in Seb?
I am staring 1,000 yards into the floor.
A
And I'm just like, fuck, what have I let her go into?
Does the document have anything else on it? It just literally says his...
Probably more degrees than you've ever seen.
Oh, okay. It's just his resume,
but there's information.
Yeah, of what his qualifications
so
are.
So I kind of just make to have a quick read through
it's
it.
Like, it's like... He doesn't show you enough for you to read through it, but you get
no. But he would be able to take stills of it.
We take a screenshot of it. Yeah, yeah. It's a bunch of old records from schools, basically like PhD. That's info.
Is info.
Yeah,
wouldn't have got it otherwise.
Yep.
I say, understood. Rewriting code.
Yeah, you say what you need to say.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he says, "So, what happened? It seems like preventative surgery is undertaken. What's going on?"
At exactly this time, patient was undergoing terrible trauma. I operated as it was the best choice of action at the time.
And what did you find? The patient is too weak for me to conduct a whimsical exploratory surgery in an alleyway. So what were your conclusions?
Patient has a transplant, kidney, and lesions inside. She is terminal.
Terminal? But why? The transplanted kidney was good.
Medical reason why.
What is the medical reason why? Cancerous? You can just but I don't it's know. It's you've never seen anything like it before. Yeah, so
sure.
You,
I am not sure.
What did you see? How can you determine her as being terminal if you didn't? What did you see?
As stated before, she has a transplant and various lesions inside her. As if the body is rejecting, but on a different scale.
Are you deliberately being dishonest? Or
no,
are you just
I'm telling
you. Okay, so I'm going to assume that you state more accurately what happened in the last episode. Sure. That's fine, because we're not going to get bogged down on that. So you basically, you're happy to just say what you found in there?
100%.
Okay, cool. You say what you found in there. He leans back, look like aghast. You see a look on his face that's like repulsed and shocked. We need to get her into surgery. Right away. I could use your assistance. Come.
Understood.
Boys, pick her up. We're going to the lab.
Well, you got your in. Is Possum coming with us or is he staying behind?
No.
No?
He's not going with you.
He's not going with us. Okay, cool.
Boys is like two gang members who, pick her up.
Since Seb isn't watching the feed anyway, I'm standing up, like, just pacing, just like, holy fucking shit, fucking balls, fucking shit.
Is it time we told someone?
I say very...
Yeah.
I say very abruptly that I also hope my owner, Miller, Stephanie, will be okay while I am gone.
I put the call.
Miller Stephanie?
I remembered her last name for her first name, sorry.
Stephanie Miller, what? I put the call with Eve on hold and I call.
Okay.
Do you guys not know who I'm talking about?
No. Oh
my God, I'm not going to, I can't say.
I call Johnny. God.
Okay. Phone rings. That this is happening. There's medical stuff. He gets you to like put in a line. And he's getting you to do nursing stuff.
Yeah, I do.
Make medicine check.
I do my job. Yeah. Heck yeah.
Chance level two. Three, it's skilled stuff.
Sure. I will make that roll.
Cool. It rings a few times.
Little mess maker.
Yeah.
What can I do for you?
I need your help to clean up a mess, but to make one first. Eve is with the doctor. He's co-opted her help on her journey, and she's following him to his place of operation, which we've been trying to find the location to this whole time. We can hit him hard and is vulnerable and not expecting it. You, John... Ugly Zhang, whoever's available. Now could be the time.
And where are you?
I
send him my location, and I send him Eve's location and the location of the tracker and all the information that he needs to be able to follow the same tracker. So I sort of like grant him access if I can. So it's a tight timeline and it's a hard place to get to, but this could change the tide of a lot of things. And we need a...
He puts you on hold without even speaking. It just goes poof, and you know that you've been put on hold. Eve, your phone starts ringing.
Four successes.
Cool, you're managing to help and assist. Your phone starts ringing.
Is everyone sort of busy?
They're currently traveling. They've put together a makeshift stretcher out of some stuff from the alleyway, like a pallet and some boards and stuff. And a couple of the bigger boys are carrying her at the doctor's lead, and you're walking alongside just holding an IV bag in one line that he had set up of saline, just some fluids.
Do I feel like his attention is on me at all?
He's talking to... He's actually walking like 5 paces ahead of the patient, but talking to one of the members of the gang rapidly, basically giving order, like arranging things like you do this, you do that,
I accept the call, but I'm not going to say... I accept the call. Okay.
Eve. Hello.
Not going to say anything?
Because so I feel like people, if I say something, people are going to think that's really... Do drones have phones? Is that a normal thing?
Yes, they're contactable by phone.
Oh, okay, I thought like it was weird that I have a phone.
No, it's not. It's fine.
Okay.
They're designed to be able to function at near human levels.
Okay,
yeah, cool. What's abnormal is them behaving... Like, because that could be your owner saying, where are you? We went to send you for groceries.
Okay, great. Hello.
Your troublesome friend called me. He says you're in danger.
Potentially, but perhaps not. I am unsure.
Right. Following a viper into its nest. Is your cover intact?
Yes.
Well, he's a doctor, yes?
Correct.
Is he following protocol?
He is. In terms of his medical, like, taking
obviously
you
obviously, this
sort
is
of
a
stuff,
bit unethical, but...
No. In terms of his protocol, like, how he's treating you as a drone, sure. the things he's sort of said about conducting this and that.
Okay. Correct.
Do you fear for your safety?
To a degree.
My recommendation is that you do as you're asked and then extract yourself. If that fails, we may have to do drastic things, but I don't think your friend understands the situation everyone is in, and you're very far from us. Stay safe, be compliant, be useful, and protect yourself above all else.
Understood.
You are irreplaceable, Eve. 1,000 Peters are born in alleyways every day.
And then he hangs up on you and he connects back to you.
Hey, where'd you go?
I had to talk to Eve.
What the f... And you did?
Yes.
Her cover's still good?
She seems fine. You are pedantic and overreacting.
I'm in a fucking lion's den, dude.
And you continually put yourself there. We are in no position to help you. You are in another suburb, across a river and cordons and quarantines and danger. I wish that you make sensible choices to ensure that you safely leave and you return home.
Gotcha. Thanks for the advice. Appreciate it.
Don't start a fight you can't win, because your friends will be the ones that don't walk out. Cockroaches have a really bad habit of surviving.
This time I hang up.
What did you just roll a dice for there, Rob?
Yeah, Rob.
I'm just deciding if I want to do something drastic.
You rolled a 9?
A 5. It could be really bad, so I think that's leaning towards the drastic thing. But
why don't you talk?
I'm going to see how
in character and say what you're thinking. What are you thinking?
Hey, what you thinking, man?
Fro says, turning around to you.
Whether or not to go nuclear.
Hover the finger over their button, and I want to know what that means, but at this point in time, if Johnny didn't react more drastically, things aren't drastic yet. We might have a tenuous hold on balance. We just gotta keep it together. Eve has to keep it together now. What's the button?
Mum's the word.
Out of character. What's the implication?
That means his mum contacting mum and dad.
The lady that stormed in with like Corp Tech on the soup kitchen.
Oh.
With like helicopters and shit.
Mm.
Yeah.
Holy shit. We do have a nuclear button.
Are you going to be the one to say the downside or shall I?
But she, if she takes you out of the slums, she's going to take the whole slums out.
Yeah.
I don't think it has to come to that. I hope it doesn't have to come to that.
And I just turn back on.
Are you messaging me?
No. Okay. I'm writing notes.
Okay. I just turn back onto the Eve.
Okay,
call.
Cool. So, Eve, you carry this person on a stretcher. Well, you're with the person carried on a stretcher for a couple of laneways until they get towards the main road where a bunch of gangers cajole slummers out of the way. And then shortly after, a van, a white van, pulls up. One of the uncommon cars, but still trundle around. And she's loaded into the back. You're advised to get in. Joseph looks at you and says, "Don't worry, I'll return you here when we're done. Or I can take you directly home if you like."
He would be fine.
Thank you for your assistance. And then he gets in the back with you, monitoring the patient. There's already a driver. Car drives off. Car drives for 5 minutes, five full minutes through the suburbs with no traffic. And after that short journey, the car pulls up and opens. The back doors open, patient comes out. And you see a large, what looks like the back of like a big truck, like a B-double truck, with the big containers on the back. And the back of it is open. And inside you can see it all set up with lights and refrigerants and like sort of steam coming down. Huh. It's very clean. There's like plastic curtains that you have to walk through as the patient's taken into the back of this trailer.
If I look around while I get out of the car, do I have any idea where I am?
No.
Okay.
You would guess you're within 5 minute car drive of where you just were.
I'm going to do a little double cheeky look.
Make a survival check.
Okay. How dead's my phone?
Destiny roll for Dave.
Sure.
18. You're at 70% battery. Right. You're going good.
Yeah, keeping that strong.
Batteries are a lot better in 2090.
Yeah.
What did you want me to make, sorry?
Survival.
Six. Ooh. Ooh.
Do it.
Four? Three.
Four.
Four. Yeah, you work out that you generally travelled, you generally travelled in an easterly direction, just straight east from where you were going.
Eve doesn't say anything.
Why?
Just because if she doesn't say anything, it's fine.
Okay.
I send a message on some sort of platform that I know isn't going to go boop, 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 like to the phone.
Let everyone know.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price.
happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Just to sort of say, the thing in the pocket should be in the room.
Does he still have the coat on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Cool. He walks in. I check it. He gets her put down on a bench, a table, and mm-hmm. then he asks the guys to wait outside. He says, you'll be enough assistance for him.
Understood.
And the doors to the trailer are closed in the way that trailer doors are closed. You hear this like latching, metal latches as you're locked in the back here. And he looks
poor
at
Teddy.
You and he says, I trust everything you see here will be protected under doctor-patient confidentiality.
Of course.
Good. And then he walks up out of you're sort of in a little interim room, and they put her on a trolley that it's like a wheeled hospital bed.
Mm-hmm.
And you recognize pretty quickly with your survival check as well that you're only in, you would guess, like one third of the way down this large container on the back of a truck. And there's actually another dividing door of zipped up, frosted plastic, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts cleaning, and he's advising you to do the same. He directs you to like disinfectants, scrubs, sure, that sort of thing.
Sure. I go and do all of that, and then I also specifically want to put on like one of those little like hats
mm-hmm.
that they wear, like a scrub face hat. Protection. So then, but also make sure that it covers the
yeah,
little
you put the scrub hat on. Cool. Great. And after that's ready, he directs you to help him guide the wheeled trolley,
mm-hmm.
walks up mm-hmm. and unzips and opens the next section of the trailer,
mm-hmm.
guides into it, and you enter
mm-hmm.
the lab. Inside, you see immediately a few things strike you. There are several bodies, deceased, laying around on slabs with, like, it's also cold. You're in a refrigerated trailer. And the truck was running as well. And you notice several bodies laying around with cybernetics all through them. There's also a couple of tanks that look like they're sort of full of fluid, and you can see the shape of bodies floating in them, disfigured bodies with cybernetics and shit like that attached to them. They look peculiar.
Yep. I make sure I keep my phone.
You also see a whole bunch of organ sort of transplant equipment, knives, like the foam containers, all that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also like curtains and stuff that can be draped across a lot of the more gory stuff, and they're just open. So you have a feeling when he would do surgery on someone else, they all the other stuff in here is probably would be concealed, and he'd take the time to pre-arrange it.
Sure.
And he lays the woman down,
mm-hmm.
begins to conduct surgery on her.
Okay. What does he do?
Make an assist roll, medicine.
Nursing or first aid? Probably nursing. First aid. Oh, nursing?
Whatever role's better.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Dupe. 2, 3 successes. Yeah.
Well, he got 7 successes. Okay. 3 hours pass as Eve conducts or assists, scalpel, this, that, and all of that. Though he has some cybernetics so that he already has a bunch of these tools in his hands that do this for him.
Okay.
And his hands seem like, you notice with working for him a while, his hands have these stabilizers in them that make his hands literally do not wobble like at all. It's completely compensated for. So you witness, like, you've been programmed with a bunch of like knowledge of all this stuff, even though you were primarily used for child wearing, but you recognize effectively like the most stable human surgery hands you've ever seen. He conducts this surgery amazingly. Go on.
While this is happening, I want to say to him, I say, query. Does he say anything?
Speak.
Can you tell me the condition that this patient was under? I am unfamiliar with this. So basically, the stuff. What yeah. was I couldn't diagnose what was going on. Yeah.
He's while surgery's happening, but he's just talking. And he says, I've never seen anything like it in my life. This is fascinating. It's almost intoxicating. It's like it wants to evade me. Evade the knife, if that was possible. It shouldn't be like this. But at best guess, he says, removing a clump, dropping like this organ tissue on the table. I would say that the organ is rejecting the host.
When usually it is the other way around, correct?
Indeed. Quite astute.
If, query, this original organ, was it from a human?
Well, of course. It wasn't lab-grown or anything. Although this particular organ, he says, and the timing is just right for him to be like, and pull the bulk of it out and drop this kidney on the table that's like still moving while it's out.
Mm.
Belonged to a dear friend of mine. You could say they were a little bit more than human.
Understood.
You familiar with a bespoke?
Of course.
Ah, well. Would seem that bespoke organs are not so compatible with humans.
Do you think the patient will recover?
She'll need another organ replacement. Her other kidney is already failing. But we have the facilities and the money available to put her on dialysis until we can manage to find a suitable non-bespoke replacement. There is substantial tissue damage and she may have malignancy and ultimately die. But that is unknown at this point. I have, this is at the end of like 3 hours, I have removed as much tissue as I could find. And you sutured everything up.
Yeah.
And he's cleaning up and closing up. Mm-hmm. He's like, I believe her prognosis is certainly better than it was.
Agreed.
Does raise complicated issues for the other ones.
Query. Mm-hmm. Other ones?
Yes, yes. There's, by my count, 2 lungs, 3 kidneys, 2 livers, a pancreas.
At this point, back in the room, like my eyes are drifting over to Seb. What is happening on Seb's face?
1,000 yard stare.
Okay, continue.
Does the kidney that's now laying on the bench, does that look like it's dead or does it look like it's still quite thriving?
It's still it's still like pulsing and moving slightly.
Query.
Mm.
What will happen to this organ?
I'll study it. It will shortly die. Bespoke have preternatural healing abilities, but they are human and their separated tissue does die when deprived of blood and oxygen.
Query. What is your intent?
With what?
Transplanting a bespoke. With a human.
It was... You seem to get the impression that he enjoys talking to another medical professional more than he cares to even question that would ask those questions.
Yeah, I know I'm crossing
He just likes that you are asking and you're asking the right questions because no one else does.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, well, it seemed to be the lesser of two evils. One life lived in suffering, a human that can create infinite lives for others. I thought it was an option to help many, many people at the cost of one. Yes.
Logical.
Alas, it seems they're not built that way.
Understood.
Your work was exemplary, Eve.
Thank you.
I might pay your masters a visit. Can you give me their information? I would quite like to purchase you.
Eve kind of just like stops for a second to kind of like as if she was analyzing to give him that information.
Mm-hmm.
She... Does it look like he has any way to access this information right this second? Like, can, he has a phone, I'm assuming, on him properly.
Yeah, but he's scrubbed up. He's got gloves up to his elbows with blood all over them.
I give him the address of my deceased owners.
Okay. So he'll be able to look that up as soon as you've gone.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
That leads to you.
Not necessarily. But, like, my code, yes, but then
it leads I'm to missing. The only Eve unit that you are that they owned. I mean, you are, you play your character. But
Do I think if I give him, like, a fake address, he's not going to take me seriously? You have
no idea. But, you know, he could see straight through your lying. In fact, he has been, he literally could see specks of blood on your scalpels that you hadn't cleaned off properly.
Yeah, I give him.
His perception is incredibly good.
I give him the address that I used to live at.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Cool.
And you guys know this as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, oh, shit.
And let me roll Destiny roll. 18. You, as you're looking around the room and over the course of the surgery, you've seen movement in these tanks as well, of these things that seem to be sleeping.
Like, great.
Think Resident Evil.
Yep.
That's what you should be picturing. Mm-hmm. Tanks in Resident Evil.
Already there.
Sure. Yeah. Yep.
Yay.
And then he sort of guides you, cleans mm-hmm. up with you,
mm-hmm.
guides you to the exit.
Mm-hmm.
As he's cleaning up and you're both sort of cleaning up and doing your thing, would it occur to you, I'm only like inserting myself because I sent the message to somehow get that tracker from you, that discarded coat pocket, to put it somewhere in the van?
Well, his coat is hanging up in the back of
his
own.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like,
so before we entered, Eve checked the message that you sent, and then that's why I asked you if he was wearing the coat. And then she put her phone away and she hasn't touched it the entire time. I feel like it would still be on Eve's mind because she asked the question, because I asked the question.
Mm. What would be on your mind?
The fact that the tracker is still in that coat.
Yeah. Cool. He's with you every second, though.
That's fine. Is it towards the front or where we entered the facility? Or is it he currently wearing it?
It's at the entrance, hanging up.
That's fine.
On like a hook, coat hook. With your clothes too.
Yeah.
Okay. Do I feel...
What are the rules in role play? Can you like suggest strategies, or is it like they're
it's
on
up
their
to
own?
The table? Do you want to be able to talk out of character?
It's Jen's decision. Jen's character.
I'm happy to take advice.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Is like, if I'm in those situations, I always feel like it's a bit of a relief to just get some extra thoughts.
It's look, we're trying to tell a story here. Yeah. I'm not going to be like,
I don't necessarily take it. Depending
Hoping it's justifiable because I'd inserted myself.
If it was a time critical tense moment, yeah. I'd probably be like, "No, guys, Jen has to make the call." But she's had 3 hours to think about this stuff while she's been doing surgery.
And I did sort of send a message to try and get that strategy moving.
What's the plan?
Basically, the suggestion would be if you head over and sort of go to get both coats, you have a moment to reach into the pocket and grab the thing, and you know, put it somewhere so you can like put mm-hmm. it. You just got to put it under a desk or something.
Yep.
And then it's.
Oh, you don't want it back. You want it elsewhere.
No, you're in the van.
Okay.
This is the vehicle. This is, if it can stay in here, we can track him. This is where the man works. His precious things are in this vehicle.
All right.
And the coat will lead to being more discovered.
Okay. Is the door, the doors are still closed?
Currently. Yes, he's just finished cleaning up.
Okay. So I'll state my intention if this does happen or not.
Okay.
I'd like to finish cleaning up faster, hopefully, than he is, and then make my way to go get my jacket. And then my intention is to sort of stand in front, grab the tracker, and then put my jacket on.
Okay. You head over there. That happens. He idly says, the trouble will be finding a new donator for her kidney.
Do you want to know what blood type she was?
Sure. AB positive.
Okay. You simply need to find a donor that is AB positive.
Yes, of course.
Perhaps, and I kind of like gesture towards outside, one of them can help.
Oh, we'll be looking. They'll be financing and maybe even providing the body. Well, it was a pleasure, but as I promised, I'll get you back to your owners and I'll be in touch with them. Make them an offer they can't refuse and maybe you'll be working with me soon, Eve.
Understood.
Changing lives and helping people in a meaningful way. But I have something. And he actually walks out of the room, heads towards the front section again.
I go put the tracker on anything that is nearby.
Where do you put it?
Under a desk.
Under a desk. You take the tracker and put it under a desk.
Mm-hmm.
The door to the outside opens and there's a member of the gang.
Is this as I'm walking towards
the gang? No, you're just in that. You've already done it.
Oh, okay.
And a member of the gang is standing there. And he says, all right, you coming or?
Yes, thank you.
And I strut on out there.
And he goes and gets in the back in the van, gets in the front seat.
Is this Teddy or is this just a random person?
It's just a random, it's another member of the hipsters gang.
Is this Teddy around?
No, he didn't come.
Oh, damn it.
He was with Possum.
Okay.
He hasn't returned.
Okay.
So... Yeah, I thought that was funny. So, just as the car starts, you see Joseph come back out of the van and follow you out and, like, knock on the window.
Mm-hmm.
And the window rolls down. And then he hands you through the window a foam container that feels moderately heavy and cold to the touch. Great.
Yep. I take it.
Mm-hmm.
I just rest on my lap and look at him.
And then he says, tell Sebastian I won't be needing that anymore. Thank you for your help.
Oh, what, sorry?
Thank you for your help. And then he turns around and walks back into the van. And your van drives off.
I'm going to sneakily open the container. I want to know what's inside it.
The organ.
Oh, the kidney. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, parts of it. He kept parts of it too.
Okay.
Because it was cut into chunks when it was removed. It's just a chunk of kidney.
Okay. All right.
Cool. Awesome. And then the car takes you back as promised.
Great.
And you arrive.
Love that.
Possum's awkwardly standing there, ready to receive you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how you doing? Oh, what you got there?
Good. Chinese takeaway. It's mine. You can't have any.
Fair enough. I only eat Aussie food.
The girl in the alleyway, she's stable. She should hopefully make a recovery.
Oh, Teddy's going to be so glad to hear that. Oh, my God.
She does, however, require a kidney.
Oh, that sucks. But I'll sort it out. They got her one last time. I'll get her another one.
Yes, they did.
All right. You want to go home? We chilling? We good?
Yes, please.
You guys ready to hold up your end of the bargain?
What was our end of the bargain again?
You're taking me to go see my man. Jessex, the shadow.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And between you and me, so they were going to kill me if I left. I didn't want to tell the others, but no, you're not going to tell anyone. That was kind of the deal. My bros, the hipsters. Just because there's some bad blood with the shadow and everything, but... Tonight, they're super distracted because of what happened with Teddy's girlfriend. So, will we please go tonight? Or like in the morning or like whatever, right away, like pretty soon. I think now is a really good time for me
I'm
to leave.
On the call with Thieves still, yeah?
No, that's probably been disconnected by now. She might have reconnected one, but I think with 3 hours of surgery and phone use and stuff.
I think once I got out of the car and they were gone, I probably would have been like, hi.
Okay, so we're back online with everyone. Mm-hmm. He leads you back to the apartment. Mm-hmm. We may as well have the conversation in person.
Yeah.
You get up to the apartment. You're all in the same place. Eve walks in holding
I dump the kidney somewhere in the trash. I don't think Seb wants that back.
But do we know? We weren't privy to that.
That's fine. I really don't want to bring it into the apartment. I don't think that's nice.
So you put it in the trash?
Yeah, just like neatly on top.
Destiny roll 3. You head up to the apartment. Shortly after you drop it.
What?
Shortly after you dump it, you hear the sound of ruffling in the trash.
No!
And Possum has a foam container under his arm. You can't grab it off him. First of all, that would make you easily dispose of being a drone, which you haven't revealed to him yet that you're not a regular drone. And secondly, he's way stronger than you.
I say that has a high potential of causing gastro. I do not recommend you consume.
My God!
He doesn't know it's a kidney, okay?
He's like, nah, I just need more stuff to store my shit in. This looks really good to pack some of my tech in. It's like soft foam. I don't have any foam, and we got to go tonight. And then he leads on towards upstairs.
Sure. Fuck it. Go. Cool. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Door opens. Eve walks in. Possum walks in. You recognize an organ transplant container under his arm, which he just dumps on the kitchen counter. He doesn't look in it. He's like, it's heavier than I thought.
What's I had been, since the call reconnected, I'd just been clambering around and continuing finalizing the pack up. So, like, all the bags are packed. Mm-hmm. I'm like, let's get the fuck out of here. What is that?
Nothing.
Sebastian, what's Sebastian doing?
I'm sitting there in shock, ready to go.
Okay.
It's been a very active episode for me. I'm very tired.
Do you react to any of the things that have happened? People coming through the door?
I'm like full shutdown right now. He's just in his own head.
All right. At some point, Possum dumps a container of ice into the, like all the ice out of the styrofoam container into the sink. And he's like, oh, what the fuck? There's blood in here. And he like starts running water through
gastro,
it.
Gastro, I told you.
I wasn't going to eat it. Oh, shit. Can you like put plastic bags on some of my tech before we put it in here?
You're not going to want to put tech in there.
I did roll a Destiny roll 3. Pro, think fast. Think fast.
Eve, what
think
is it?
Think fast. Reflexes check. Okay. An object is thrown at you.
Are you fucking...
No, I'm not kidding. It's like a low ball hand throw towards you.
Challenge level?
2. to dodge or catch. Your
one.
Choice.
I rolled 1.
You get bounced in the face with something wet and firm but sort of squishy as it just goes and then falls off onto the ground.
I, looking up then from the ground,
you see heart like a third of an organ. You're not sure. It's very gross. And then you hear laughter from across the room. He's like, fuck, you have bad reflexes, dude.
Eve, what did he just throw at me?
Chinese
takeaway. That's what she said. Looks like a fucking duck. It's like a duck neck. Is that a thing? I've heard of that duck neck. Chicken neck. But I think... Dude, you just got bonced with some chicken neck. We should clearly...
I just walk into the bathroom, wash off.
We should clearly have
off.
Our boy back.
Yeah.
I go get
Dude,
some...
you just got bonced with some chicken neck.
Get some paper towel and grab it and put it in the bin.
Yeah.
All right. And you all saw organ and you just got Seb's kidney thrown in your face.
Yes. Cool. I'm aware of what has happened. Is Seb aware of what has happened?
Yeah, vaguely.
He's kind of in a PTSD shutdown right now.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
He lovingly packs up the weird disc thing.
Yeah.
Packs up all of his stuff, goes into his wardrobe, final Destiny roll for the night. 19.
Oh.
Pulls out and swings on a yellow puffy jacket on the outside and like flexes out.
He immediately goes right up to Possum and I say, I'll pay you for the jacket.
And he says, later, we've got to get out of here. Don't worry about it now.
I kind of like touch
it. It's my best jacket. It's my best shit. And then you all get your shit together. He loads you up with stuff. So you all have bags, like multiple bags, if you're happy to carry them. Even he plonks like a big bag on your lap and hangs one off the back of your wheelchair.
Is there?
No, you don't have a wheelchair.
He's got a trolley.
No, you have a trolley.
Is there a bag that would fit Seb? As a backpack.
Like a baby
like
Beyond.
Like a backpack.
19 Destiny Roll was not just for the thing. Yeah, sure. You can. It's a big duffel pack that you can put him in.
All right.
I'd rather stay in the trolley.
Why not both?
Haven't you ever wanted to be Yoda?
Baby Yoda.
Seb is traumatized baby Yoda who had its kidney thrown into my face. All right. He's in the backpack.
Mm-hmm. Are you in the backpack or are you in the trolley? Do you respond?
I mean, who's decision is that? No, really?
I'm in shock. You can do whatever.
He's in a backpack.
Okay.
Yeah, really.
I'm doing this out of concern for looking after him, keeping him reasonably hidden and also transporting, and we've got to get back. So bagging everything up, using the trolley for other things as well, and then off we go.
Eve just turns to Pro and says,
how will we dive through the river with all this stuff?
Yeah, sounds like we're not going back the way you came. So.
Oh.
But if we go back the way I came, we got to cross the river. I crossed it tenuously.
The boat was on your side of the river, though.
Oh, yes. But there is a boat. Maybe we could convince someone to ferry us across. There was someone there who did expect me to be coming back, but perhaps not with this many people. It's going to cost me more than I should afford, but let's just get the fuck across that river. And I lead the way.
Cool.
Back to that
place. All right, everyone, we're going to do a group stealth check, and I think we'll end the night on a group stealth check.
Oh,
to see
if
you fail, we got some tension, because it's past 11, and I think leaping into the next thing is probably a bad idea.
No.
I got nothing.
This one is not a technology one. It's actually people you're trying to avoid.
Zeroes.
Oh.
You have no stealth?
So we're already...
So base three, right?
No, I have zero.
Oh, you have no dice.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's an auto fail.
Yeah.
Great.
So Possum's actually really good at stealth.
I have zero on acrobatics.
He's not good at much, but he's good at stealth.
Because he's a possum.
And swim. And athletics.
Challenge level three. Possum passes.
6 out of 7.
You massively pass, Eve.
I got 3 out of 4.
I said challenge level three.
Well, oh, I'm on his I'm in his backpack.
Yeah.
So
mine counts for seven. I got 2 wins
It was a group check, so you auto-failed.
But
3 people passed. And yes, you rolled really well, but in a group check, it doesn't really matter. You can justify if you want. You all passed.
Okay, we passed.
You all passed.
Okay.
The group passed.
Yeah. Yay.
And with a bunch of... I'm taking advantage of the disarray that the hipsters gang is in as they're currently dealing with what's going on.
Great.
Trying to find someone they can beat up and take their kidney. They head... You all sneak out and make your long way across the desolate northern slums past that little shanty camp and the dirt bike gang.
Never mind, it's the other side of the river. Don't worry.
And towards the northern crossing that, of course, Pro went through. There, you are forced to pay a substantial toll, which we discussed before.
Mm-hmm.
The toll that in total will drop your commerce level, Pro, was the deal.
Yep, that was the deal. Commerce level.
What
dropped.
Are you on now?
One.
So you were 2, wow. Were you?
Yeah.
Cool.
Can I help?
Oh, did we already drop it?
No,
I had 2.
And then you said...
We didn't drop it. You said if it was just me going back, it would have been right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Can I help relieve that at all?
What's yours?
Is it slum bucks we're dealing with?
Honestly, yes. It's 3. My cost.
Okay.
Oh.
Can I take the hit instead?
Someone's going to take a hit.
I'll take a hit.
Yeah, because it's like the $800.
It's a way bigger drop for you than it is for me. It's easier for me to climb from 1 to 2 than from you to 2 to 3.
Sorry.
That's all right. I like
it. You actually probably can't even afford it, actually, to be honest. Right, you're a commerce level 2.
Can we, if she assists me, I've dropped the commerce level.
I didn't. I thought you were 3 originally. That's why I said it. But being 2, you wouldn't have been able to afford it. So... can drop to 2.
Okay, and then you can
You can make it back, but you just have
fine.
Basically, just means you have to spend some downtime working rather than achieving your own goals.
Yep.
So that's how we'll run it. So you know how you go, oh, what do I want to do in the downtime? You can be like, I just want to work to get back to my commerce level. That's fine. You don't get to do any, you don't get any secret results or bonus knowledge, but you just get your commerce back.
Yep.
Done.
Cool.
Oh, fuck, I want some Maccas. All right, not sponsored. Cool. And you pay the toll, get back across the river and head towards Uglies.
Oh, my God.
With Possum in tow and his strange device.
My wheelchair is in the reclaimed land.
Was a very intense episode, but really cool. We covered a lot of different ground. Yeah. Wow, that was great. Well done, everyone.
We got a lot done, too.
That was hard. I really got myself working up a sweat on that one.
We're going to have
now
to
you know
with
how
your
I
PTSD.
Felt in episode 9.
Look, somebody said that. Like, the most impact Rob's had tonight is like
a 1,000-yard stare. And I'm like, yeah, well, everyone has an episode where nothing happens.
The other thing is we all gave you multiple opportunities to be involved and you chose to have your character be
you
in a sort of
fugue your character
state.
And, yeah, 100%.
Hey. We didn't exclude you. You chose to play your character.
And now we know if shit hits the fan.
I have a nuke.
Shaped like a mummy.
Shaped like a mummy.
You know who else is shaped like mummy?
Our
Patreons, who are coming. They're coming. Oh, it's the bike gang. It's the dirt bike gang. They're here.
Patrons.
Happy birthday,
Logan.
Distinctive.
Tickle Duck AJ Basie.
Erasable.
Visby
Willis.
I always get thrown in Erasable. Thank you to all of our other wonderful patrons. We're about to jump over to our little patron after party, which we have every week. We love hanging out with our patrons. And we love you, our dear Twitch and YouTube viewers. Thank you for watching.
Yeah, thanks for hanging.
And thank you for listening, our podcast listeners.
Yay.
And we'll see you in the next episode.
Is Audible. It's not on Audible, is it?
No, it's not on Audible.
That's the next bloody step, though.
Yeah, it's
Critical Role on Audible.
Their books are. Keith and Kin was. I listened to it on Audible. Mm. Listen to our book on Audible when it comes out in.
Also, apply to be our ghostwriter with the link in the description. Bye.
See you later.
Bye.